celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Art Robinson, and he has an amazing story, which I'm going to let you hear from him. I've known Art, I guess, close to 30 years. He was a professor at a major university here in California, but because of the politics and things, he and his wife, who is also a professor, moved to Oregon, and actually, they had 6 children, and they actually devised an educational program, which we do carry through my ministry. They use it, or at least I use it, to teach his 6 children, homeschool them all after his wife passed away. But Art has an amazing story to tell, mainly because he is the person who circulated the petition that over 32,000 scientists have signed, saying that there is no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. Well, of course, you understand that certainly the establishment is trying to convince us that global warming is real, even though we seem to have entered a global cooling period. That doesn't matter. They have an agenda. What they want to do is use global warming to justify the deindustrialization of America. They want to destroy the industrial base of this country to lower the living standards of the American people. And you may say that's madness, but so much of what goes on in the world today is madness. But anyway, Dr. Robinson's been on the front lines of this battle to expose this fraudulent procedure, because it is designed to destroy America. And then, more recently, he ran for Congress and made a very good showing against a well-established Democratic politician. So I'm going to let him tell you what has happened recently, and something that should be known by every individual in America, the people on the other side, the people who want this all-powerful state that will crush the individuals of this nation. I do not deal lightly with people who oppose their programs. Anyway, Art, good to have you with us this morning, and please tell your story.
Well, thank you. Stan, I can barely hear you. Maybe they could turn up the volume on my part.
Well, we will ask the first break. I will ask the technician to do that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the situation at Oregon State is unfortunately not good. Right after the election on November 4th, as soon as the results were known, four unprincipled administrators at OSU. Started to move in various ways to prevent 3 Robinson students, 3 of my children, from receiving. receiving their degrees, so their PhD degrees that they've been working forward, regardless of their academic and research performance. They tried their best to counter this within the university system, but on December 1st, a prominent professor on the campus, a 24-year veteran professor at OSU and president of the Faculty Senate at OSU, stepped forward and warned them and told our family what was intended. He said that they intended that regardless of their academic, their class performance, their examination performance, and their research performance, these people had decided to try to keep them from receiving the degrees that they were earning. For 3 months, the students continued to fight within the university, gradually being overcome by bureaucratic red tape. And finally, when we learned that the first one of them, Joshua Robinson, and the professor who had tried to help them were both imminently close to being dismissed from the university, we told the public about this. Since then, this has gotten worse. In the case of Joshua, he built a special spectrometer, which is now part of the nuclear reactor at Oregon State. He worked on it for 4 years. He won a prize for this work. And this equipment is the equipment that he is using for his PhD, and he needs to work with it for about another year to finish his research. Well, the husband of the chairman of the department, Catherine Higley, simply issued orders that Joshua was not allowed to work with his own equipment. So the student now is unable to continue with his research simply because an arbitrary order has been issued that he's not allowed to work with it. Simultaneously, Higley is turning the apparatus over to her husband, who is an instructor at the university, for his own professional use. So they've just reached into this thing. Joshua Robinson has passed all of his classes. He's passed all of his examinations. He's done research that's won an award there and has been lauded at other universities and is trying to complete his PhD work, and they're trying to prevent him from doing so by actually saying he can't touch the apparatus that it took him 3 years to build. The situation is unprincipled and really unprecedented at a university, and seems to be a politically orchestrated activity.
Well, of course, the university system, there are a lot of wonderful people working at universities, but unfortunately many times the power is located in the hands of unscrupulous people, and I know of a number of people who have done work, and because of they've been effective and put out information that, of course, the university system didn't want put out, they were simply crushed and destroyed. Professor Sutton, who was actually was a research fellow at Stanford University Hoover Institute, had actually testified before the Republican National Committee back in 1992. Of course, it was during the Vietnam War era. He simply pointed out the United States was financing and providing all sorts of equipment and military technology and money and loans to Russia that was financing the North Vietnamese, that was funding the Viet Cong that were killing our boys. And when Professor Anthony Sutton, his personal friend, got back to Hoover Institute, why his name had been taken down from the door of his office, his telephone had been disconnected, he was given a small closet in the basement where he completed his work and blacklisted so he could never get another university appointment. We'll be back in just a moment.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin. vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Morning Art Robbins, and I was simply chronicling what happened to a few people I know who, of course, were targeted by the academic system in this country. Tony Sutton was blacklisted by Hoover, and when you get blacklisted by one university, you can't get appointment another. This happened to Stephen Mosier, who was working at Hoover to get his PhD back in 1980. He went to China. He lived in China for a year. It was at the time when the one-child policy was being introduced. And, of course, they were allowing the murder of girl children, girl babies there, to pursue this one-child policy. He came back to America. He released the information, and instead of there being a wave of outrage at the Chinese, why Stephen Mosier became the target of the outrage, he was fired from Hoover, he was blacklisted, and he could never complete his PhD in America. He heads the Population Research Institute today, and certainly a good friend, but as far as getting any sort of university appointment again, never. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, frequent guest on our programs, was being groomed to become a professor. He had taught at the university level, but because of his conservative views, even though he had his PhD, he's been blacklisted, can't get a job anywhere within academia. This is how the system really works. And unfortunately, the fear is, of course, if they are able to blacklist Dr. Robinson's children, and they've targeted them for destruction. Why? Because they don't like Art Robinson. And this is certainly not having this is not simply conjecture. One of the professors there, the head of the Academic Senate at the Oregon State University, has certainly told them exactly what's going on. And how they have targeted Dr. Robinson's children because they don't like Dr. Robinson. They don't like the fact he had the audacity to run for Congress and almost win. And they certainly don't like the fact that he has circulated a petition that showed the fraud of global warming. Well, Art, you pick up the story.
Well, that's pretty much the story. Of course, we've never been liked by the atmospheric engineering, the atmospheric sciences, so-called department at OSU, because these people are living off the global warming hypothesis. They their careers consist primarily of making sort of scary announcements about the destruction of the planet by human activity, and this is where they get their money. That part of the university has never liked us. One of the deans that's involved in this thing with the students is part of that department. But that's okay. Everybody can have their views. The problem is when you start to take it out on innocent students. Here these students are doing excellent work, have high grades, are doing everything required in the work toward their doctorates, and yet the president of the faculty senate and an outstanding professor on the campus, a 24-year faculty member, reveals that the university decided not to give them the degrees they're earning because, as you say, they don't like me. This is not fair. This is wrong. And basically, these are public employees at a publicly owned institution who are using their personal prejudices to damage people in an improper way. So we've told their employers about it. Their employers are the public. I don't think that they'll get away with this because the public is quite concerned and upset about what they're doing. But they're trying. The president of the university, who has steadfastly refused to speak with the students or with me about this, recently issued a statement trying to defend himself. First, he refused to discuss the facts of the matter at all. Absolutely refused. But then he cited news outlets, and the news outlets, the main news outlet he cited, is a newspaper that is basically part of the Democrat Party in Oregon. They're well known for publishing every lie imaginable about anyone who dares to run against the Democrats. So the thing looks more and more political. This president also allowed the university to be used overtly to promote my opponent in the 2010 election, which also is improper. It's improper to use public institution in this way. So we're seeing what looks like a political attack. We can't be sure which people are behind it, but we do know that these students have superb records. They're doing everything that they should in order to work toward their degrees. Two of them have been working for these degrees for 4.5 years. Their younger brother went there a year and a half ago, and he sure made a mistake. He turned down a $57,000 a year fellowship at MIT in order to go to Oregon State, and now he finds himself in the position that the president of the faculty senate says he and his brothers and sisters aren't going to be allowed to get degrees at Oregon State because they don't like political activities of their father. This is just outrageous, and it's going on, and it's getting worse. As I say, the most advanced of the students, Joshua Robinson, has just been arbitrarily told that he can't use the apparatus that he personally designed and built for his graduate work, and which he's been using, he's been using the facility and the place where it's located and so forth for 4 years. Suddenly he's locked out of this facility and told that that's going to be turned over to other people. He's not going to be allowed to use it anymore, basically because they don't like his father's politics.
So basically, how are you approaching this? What can you possibly do? How can you fight City Hall? How can you fight the system?
Well, there's only one way to fight it, and that's by informing the employers of these people who are the public. They're using public funds for this, you see. This is tax money that's doing this to the students, to inform the public and ask the public to please put pressure on them to correct their ways. The university would love to have the students sue it. If the students were to sue, they, of course, would win the lawsuit, but they would lose because the university will be defended by tax finance lawyers. The award that would undoubtedly be given to the students would be paid by the taxpayers after 2 or 3 years, and, of course, the students would lose their education. They didn't go to Oregon State University to win a lawsuit. They went there to complete education so that they could go on with careers in nuclear engineering. The university is trying, it's obvious through their overt actions, they're trying to precipitate a lawsuit. If they can get one, then they will tell their alumni and the public and their donors and everything, oh, there's a lawsuit, it's all in the courts, we can't comment, and all their expenses and all of the damages and all these things will be paid by the taxpayers, and the students will lose their education. That's not that's what they want. That's obviously what they're trying to precipitate, and the students aren't letting them do so. They're simply insisting that they be allowed to continue with their work. And when Joshua Robinson tries to continue his work, they simply lock the door to the laboratory where his apparatus is located. It's just amazing. As far as I know, I was a university professor at UC San Diego. I've worked with academics and professors and students for 50 years throughout the United States at many institutions. And in my experience, this is an entirely unprecedented activity, and it just can't be allowed at any university. OSU is a good university, has many people there that are excellent and do fine work, and the university shouldn't be allowed to do these things. It's bad for the university and, of course, bad for the people that they're attacking.
Well, there's already a way to target the people who are involved in this conspiracy, because it's obviously a small little cabal there that is plotting against your children. Can they be sued individually for what they've done? Because that would make an entirely different situation than suing the
university. Well, you could do that, but who knows? I don't know what the legal process will be followed as far as this goes along. But the situation is anything that an out of control bureaucrat does at a university, even if he's personally sued, he's defended by the Department of Justice of the state with tax funds, and he can claim that he did it in the exercise of his duties working for the state. So the taxpayer is on the hook for all of his improper activities. That's the way it is. And of course, you know, these people are tenured. It's not that way in private industry, but in these public institutions, they're tenured. It's almost impossible to get rid of them. And if they run amok, the taxpayer just has to pay the cost. Of course, in this case, the people who will really pay the cost are those three students and this professor whose careers they have decided to destroy because they don't like them. These four people have behaved entirely honestly. They have done excellent work. Their ethics are beyond reproach. They've done nothing that can be criticized or used as an excuse for this attack. But that doesn't matter to these people. We're tenured. We're public employees. You can't get rid of us. If you sue us, the taxpayer will have to pay everything, and we're going to go ahead and destroy these four careers. Fine. They're making moves to do it. And here you have a student, Joshua, needs to work with the apparatus he built for about another year before he completes his PhD thesis, and they simply lock the door and say you can't use your apparatus. It doesn't matter that you designed it, that you built it with your own hands, that you brought it into operation, that your work in building this thing has been lauded by an award at OSU and by many compliments from researchers other places in the country. None of this matters. You're out of here. You can't touch the thing, and basically, we don't like your father's politics, so we're not going to let you have the career or have the degree that you are earning. That's the bottom line. Of course, within the university, these people use a sort of a maze of bureaucratic rules, regulations, and excuses to cover for the fact that they actually are breaking the university rules, breaking the law, and ignoring the ordinary ethics of their profession. So what do you do? There they are. And the only thing that can stand between these three students and the professor and the ruination of all four careers is basically the court of public opinion, public pressure on the university and on these people in response to the basically unprincipled actions that they are taking.
But I would think that certainly this professor, he's the head of the Senate there, the Academic Senate. He must be very, well thought of by his fellow professors. Why don't they stand up and say, this is wrong. You should not be doing this. It's not the function of the university to crush students and destroy their careers because they don't like it. They're his father.
Well, there's a complication. Ultimately, the faculty of the university may stand up. They're receiving false information on this, the various lies and false things being circulated, stories. But there's a further complication. This professor's career hangs by a thread. Just the slightest move by him may be used as a final excuse to fire him.
But
so
how can
he's in a position where he doesn't feel safe in speaking with his colleagues about this. He's hoping that his attorneys can somehow save his career. And although he does very much want to speak out, various moves by the university have so far prevented him from speaking in public or speaking with his colleagues about this. He's receiving a lot of support from his colleagues across the campus because we're speaking about it. So they are learning indirectly from our public disclosures about what is being done to him. As a result, many of the faculty of the university are expressing their strong support for him, but the faculty can't look into it effectively because the university has made moves to keep him silent and to keep the faculty from speaking with us. So they're doing various things to try to prevent an investigation, and that's what
Hold that thought, Art. We'll be back in just a moment here.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Art Robinson. And Art, Chris, one reason I wanted you on the program was the hope that many of our listeners would be as incensed as I am at what's going on. What can the average individual out here do? How can they bring pressure to bear on the Board of Regents? There must be a Board of Regents there at the university. If they knew that people throughout the country were incensed, that maybe even people who might ordinarily give money to the university would be incensed by this effort to crush your children because they don't like you. What could people do? Who could they write to? What technique could the average individual utilize to help you in this struggle?
Well, the names, addresses, email addresses, and so forth of the primary people involved are listed on the website, OregonStateOutrage.com, OregonStateOutrage.com. If they go there, they'll find the contact information for people at the university. And this is the only way they can help. They can put public pressure on this institution to correct its ways. There are many things going on. Members of the state legislature are involved. Alumni are upset. There are all kinds of people talking to them. But you see, this is very interesting because we have a president of the university whose job is to see that things run smoothly and to raise money for the university. That's his job. And yet he lets this sort of thing, in fact, promotes this craziness on his campus. And this suggests that perhaps he dances to a different tune. He was very active in supporting my opponent during the recent election. My opponent and his colleagues arranged $27 million in earmarked funding for this university. And de Blasio has recently bragged that he personally has given them tens of millions of dollars. So we know that the people doing this are strongly aligned with the Democrat machine in Oregon. We know that this university has received a river of money from this machine. And we don't know whether that, for certain, is the reason behind these attacks. But we notice that the president of the university has never, during the entire controversy or difficulty, been willing to even speak to the Robinson students or to me. So the whole thing really smells that it basically was a continuation of the political campaign. During the latter part of the race for Congress, my opponent spent $800,000, largely raised from MoveOn.org, to smear me in the press and smear me with all sorts of false statements. Okay, that's politics. I don't mind. I ran for office. But it didn't end there. As soon as the election was over, the campaign continued against my kids at Oregon State. And that is wrong, and it just cannot be permitted. The politics of personal destruction is alive and well in this country. It's especially practiced by these socialist progressives, and it needs to stop. It's just not right, and I don't think the American people want this to continue. Now, this implies that I believe that this is a political attack on my children. I can't get into the minds of these people and be sure that those are their motives. I see what they've done, which is unethical, wrong, et cetera, but I can't prove what they're thinking. It certainly looks that way, and most people that are familiar with it have concluded it's a political attack, but that's conjecture. What is true is that these students have excellent coursework records, high GPAs, have passed their examinations, are doing excellent research, all the things a graduate student needs to work toward his PhD degree, but none of them have done anything or even alleged to have done anything that is negative that could be used as an excuse for these actions. And out of the blue, bang, they're after them. They want to deny them their degrees. And it's not just my conclusion. A very prominent, probably the most prominent member of the faculty in their midst, just simply steps forward and says that this is what they are doing and corroborates our observations of the facts. So you can draw your own conclusions. Why would people do this crazy thing? And the political component just stands out in everybody's minds, especially among the people of Oregon, who know what the Democrat machine in this state is capable of doing.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Robinson. This is 877-254-7524. But when I heard this story, I was incensed, and that's the reason I asked Art to come onto our program. And as I say, I've known him for 30 years. He's an honorable man, and he has been involved in so many good and righteous causes. But this is something that we just cannot allow to go unchallenged. But this is a sort of petty thing that petty people do. They crush their opposition. And, of course, they use their positions of authority to do it. Now, is there a Board of Regents up there that certainly supersede can appoint or get rid of the university president? I mean, isn't he answerable to some body, or is he more or less autonomous?
Well, I think he is answerable to some body, and what that body is doing, we don't know. We do know that the principal dean involved, just under the president, held a meeting with faculty of the university about this recently and just lied to them about the whole thing, as far as we can tell. The reports that I have from people who read the transcript of the meeting, he just didn't tell the faculty the truth. But, of course, we're not there. We're not able to give evidence, and the university doesn't... It has refused to release anything to the press. The most recent thing is that the president has now been answering personal emails, and he gives three statements. One, I won't speak about it, but everything Robinson says isn't true. You know, it's just stonewalling. And then he cites a newspaper in the district, and this newspaper is basically part of the Democrat machine. They have everyone who reads this newspaper knows that they will publish virtually any lie that the Democrats think will advance their agenda. So he cites Democrat political organs and as evidence that the students have done, they don't give any charges against the students. It's just these things. In fact, the main thing the newspaper just came out and supported him, didn't, of course, give any reasons for their attacks, and then graced the newspaper with a political attack on me, right? Remember, these kids are the kids of this guy who had all of these negative aspects that we were fighting during the political campaign. This is really just a continuation of the political campaign. The campaign involved lots of false statements by the Democrats, a big smear campaign. That's pretty standard. But on November 4th, as soon as the election results were known, the same people turned their attention to destroying the careers of these students. And that's certainly the way it appears to people out here. And the students have done nothing to justify the actions against them, so people have to make their own, draw their own conclusions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, Art Robinson, if you have a, Dr. Art Robinson, if you have a question at all, my number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. What's really so interesting about this story is that Art has not really sought publicity, but certainly he's written an article, appeared on the internet, it's been sent to me from many sources. I think it did appear on WorldNet Daily, didn't it?
Yes, WorldNet Daily published several articles about it, and in fact there have been accounts on at least 50 radio stations across the country, and the university has received thousands of complaints. There's a public outrage about this. So far, these people are stonewalling and, as I say, hoping for a lawsuit. If they can just get it into the hands of the lawyers, they can quiet everything down, tell the public that the courts will decide and all this. But so far, they haven't succeeded in doing that, and so they are suffering quite a bit of public complaint and basically are making statements so that, well, we won't talk about it, but everything the Robinsons say is false. We'll see if they get away with it. I don't think the public's going to permit this. I think the public doesn't want its public employees, tenured or not, to behave in this way, and I think there's a good chance that these students and the professor can be saved because the employers of these misdirected public bureaucrats won't tolerate this kind of behavior. That's what it looks like. And so far, if you look at public opinion and the various things we see, at least 95% of the public is on the hand, is on the side of the students and the professor, which, of course, is something that the university is having to contend with.
Well, because my initial response was you ought to take it to court. Art is, feels very strongly that they don't want to take it to court. Certainly, as he told me, yes, we can win the suit. Yes, they could get a settlement, but they would never be able to complete their careers. They would not be able to do what they want to do in academia. And, of course, in the final analysis, they would lose. Certainly, they could win the suit. And so he's trying to take an alternative approach to Sydney. If the people really care about this sort of activity, this petty activity on the part of petty people, petty bureaucrats, using our university system to attack Art's children because, of course, of his political activities, they can get away with Art's children, they can get away with it, your children, or the children of anybody who has the audacity to stand against the socialist machine here in this country. So basically, I certainly bow to his wisdom and his thought. He's thought it through well, and of course the important thing is for the children to get the opportunity to complete their studies and get their degrees and move on with their lives, but of course they're being effectively blocked by these people, and Art believes that they want to get them into a lawsuit, And so he is certainly holding back on this, even though I'm sure many people have encouraged him to go to the next step. Why? He is simply hoping that the court of public opinion will have an impact. So if you're out there in the listening audience, why? Once again, Art, what is the website they should go to?
You can go to Oregon State Outrage, OregonStateOutrage.com.
Oregon.
And, of course, there are hundreds of articles on the Internet about this now. If you click on any one of them, it'll probably lead you to that site one way or another. You cited when you introduced this show many examples. There are many examples where professionals have had their careers deliberately ruined because they have stood up for constitutional principles, stood up for the truth, behaved in admirable ways that were not what some of these academics wanted them to do. So they attack those people and destroy their careers. In this case, they've gone a step further. You see, they can't reach me. I work for a nonprofit research institute that is funded entirely privately. They can't cut off our public funds. We don't have any. And they can't attack me. I have a fine reputation in science, and my work is beyond their reach. So they simply have attacked three of my students. Now, I have six children. Three of them have earned doctorates already, and three of them are at Oregon State doing outstanding work toward their doctorates. And since they couldn't reach me, they went after my kids. Now, this is just unprincipled and wrong. And we hope that your listeners will be willing to give their opinion of this to the university.
And this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stand behind good people. If you don't stand behind Dr. Robinson, why, this could happen to you or to someone you love. We're dealing with unprincipled people, and basically the public must be mobilized. The public must be concerned. There must be enough people out there, and there really are. Apparently, there's been a tremendous outpouring of outrage and letters, and certainly, hopefully, why there are people there in Oregon are going to cut off any, donations that they would make to the university simply because of this. This is the sort of thing that has to be done. And, of course, as long as they can get money from the federal government through the Pete Fazio, the Congressman Fazio way, they'll do that. But the American government, federal government is running out of funds. So then what's going to happen to the university? Well, they're going to be totally dependent then upon the state legislature. But if there's pressure in the state legislature and people can write to the legislature there, or if they know people in Oregon, get them to write to the legislature and say just cut off funds to the university until such time as they act responsibly. I think there are many people there at the university who'd like to do something, but they're afraid to speak out because these people, this little cabal, has powerful political friends. And so even professors there are frightened. And this one professor has spoken up. They've targeted him. These gentlemen, if they get away with this, they can do it to anyone. God bless you, Art. Thanks very much for being with us
this
morning.
Thank you.
And the best of luck to you and your children.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly I've known artists like Art Robinson for 30 years. He has his PhD, he was a professor, and he had the courage to leave academia and set up his own research institute. He is well known for his research, his scientific research through the years, a man of integrity. And I hope you will just stand behind him. You go to that email site, OregonStateOutrage.com, get the information, and start writing letters. You must understand that we're up against organized evil. It really is. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, why... shame on you. You need to understand this, to understand anything going on today. Who is really behind what's going on? Who is coordinating this effort to take us into war after war after war? If you haven't heard our discourse on the First World War, why we have that described in some of our newsletters, Second World War, even more disgusting. When American corporations built up Adolf Hitler prior to the war and then continued American corporations working in Germany, continued producing the weapons under American supervision and the American citizens were there all during the war, building the weapons that were used to kill our boys. And then after the war, instead of being tried for treason, they simply were whisked away and not a word was ever said to the American people. You need to get the books, America's Nazi Secret, Wall Street, and the Rise of Hitler, and, of course, Trading with the Enemy, Charles Higham. They're all available from Radio Liberty, along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret and the syllabuses that go with them, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, I'll tell you what the plan is. The plan is to destroy our economy. They've already said 8 million of our jobs overseas, over 40,000 American businesses have closed down, and they're going to continue doing that, especially as they raise the price of electricity in the name of fighting global warming and carbon dioxide, and we've got to have green energy, which costs 3 to 5 times as much. But that's all right. Why, of course, if we raise the price of electricity high enough, people will start using it. Stop using it. We're running out of electricity. And it's really about forcing industries to move out of this country. They want to lower our living standards. And if you don't get involved, then you become part of the problem. And you'll have nobody to blame but yourself when your children, your grandchildren live in abject poverty. Because the plan is to do to America what they've done to Zimbabwe, what they've done to Iraq, to destroy the infrastructure of society. And you can see it already beginning across America as they're laying off police and laying off firefighters and laying off public employees. And soon you're going to find potholes in your roads and things aren't going to get done and the electric system and the grid isn't going to work. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. In Baghdad today, after we took over. Now, if you have electricity 3 hours a day, you're lucky. Did that happen here? Absolutely. The same people who did it to Iraq are going to do it to America. Unless you get it. Oh, please pray for America. But pray for Radio Liberty.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15.